Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Eruvin. Today we are finishing off the fourth parak with Parak Dalet Mishnah Yud and Parak Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph. We learned previously that a traveler or a poor person at home may designate a specific place at another location as his Shabbos place of residence. The Mishnah here in Parak Dalet Mishnah Yud is going to discuss whether a person who began a journey but then turned back has the status of a traveler or not. If a person set out from his house on Friday to place an Eruv at a particular place for himself and the other people of his city, so that they would be able to travel on Shabbos to a nearby city for which they make an Eruv, v'hechaziro chavero, but before he reached the spot where he intended to place the Eruv, his friend convinced him to turn back, either by telling him, as the Bartanura points out, to it's too hot or it's too cold to be outside, and so on and so forth. They convince him to return. Hu mutar leilich, he is permitted to go on Shabbat to the other city, that since he started out from his house on Friday, he is considered a traveler who may establish a particular spot at another location as his Shabbos residence, and since he intended on placing an Erev in a particular spot, and he still plans to go to the next town on Shabbos, it is as if he explicitly established that spot as his Shabbos residence, and his Tchum is measured from there. However, says the Mishnah, V'chol b'nei ha'ir, asurin, all of the other people of his city are forbidden. They're not allowed to travel to the other city, since they remained at home, and they have bread where they could have theoretically made an Eruv. They are not eligible, they're not allowed to designate a spot at another location as their Shabbos residence without placing an Eruv there. And since the actual Eruv was never set up, they're not allowed to walk beyond the Tchum of their own city. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, but Rabbi Meir says, no. Kol shehu yachol la'arev velo Eruv, anyone who returned to his house and is able to make an Erev with food, but instead designated a particular spot on the road as his Shabbos residence, and did not set up an Erev, what is he like? He is harezach chamar gamal. He's like a person driving a donkey and a camel who cannot walk in front of the donkey or behind the camel, but only between the two animals. Like we said previously, a donkey is driven from behind while a camel is led from the front. Therefore, a person who guides both at the same time must walk in between them. Meaning to say, in our situation, the owner may walk only between the intended Eruv location and his city. On the one hand, he's not allowed to go beyond the intended Eruv location because that spot might not be his Shabbos residence because they never set up an Eruv there. And he may not go beyond his house in the opposite direction because the intended Eruv location might have become his Shabbos residence. Therefore, he is confined to the area only between his city and the intended place where they were going to set up the Eruv. And as the Bartanura points out, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, namely, the person who went out to travel, he's allowed to go to that Eruv place, and to that Tanamos beyond that as well. But everyone else is forbidden to travel to the other city because they remained at home, they weren't traveling, and therefore that is where they have to stay. Continuing now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Now we learned in the first Mishnah of Perek Dalet that one who traveled beyond his Tchum on Shabbos is confined to his immediate 4 Amah area. He's not allowed to go beyond 4 Amos. Now the first part of this Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha for a person who traveled literally just beyond his Tchum. Says the Mishnah, Misha Yatza Chutz L'Tchum Afilu Amah Achas Lo Yikanes. The one who went out of the Tchum, even if he went only 1 Amah past the Tchum, may not re-enter the part of the Tchum that is beyond his immediate 4 Amos. That although the 4 Amos to which he is now entitled enables him, allows him to return to his original Tchum, he is not allowed to go back that additional Amma to his original Tchum. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, but Rabbi Eliezer says no, that as long as he still has access to the original Tchum, then he's allowed to go back. Shtayim Yikanes. Therefore, if he's within 2 Amos of the Tchum, he may re-enter it. But Shalosh Lo Yikanes. But if he went 3 Amos out of the Tchum, then he's not allowed to re-enter it because he no longer has access too. And remember, according to Rabbi Eliezer, as we learned in Perek in Mishnah Hay, a person who goes beyond his tchum has only two amos in each direction. Therefore, if he's within two amos of his tchum, he can go back to the end of the tchum and then he's good. But if he's two amos or more outside of the tchum, then he no longer has access to his original tchum. Continuing with Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph, as we continue, says the Mishnah, Mi shehichshech chutz latchum afilu ama achas, that a traveler who was traveling when Shabbos began, when it became dark, and he was still outside the tchum of the city to which he was headed, even if he is only one ama outside of it, he does not acquire the tchum of the city, he does not receive and become part of the tchum of the city. Rather, his tchum is measured from his location at the beginning of Shabbos, lo yikanes, therefore he's not allowed to enter the city, which is more than 2,000 amos from his location. Rabbi Shimon Omer, but Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, no, afilu chamesh esrei amos yikanes, that even if he was 15 amos away from the marker that defines the tchum of the city's of the city when Shabbos began, he may still enter it. Why? She'ein hamashochos mimah as hamidos mipnei atoin, because the people that were measuring a city's tchum were not so precise with regard to the tchum, to the tchum measurement, and they would place the tchum marker about 15 amos closer to the city than the actual tchum, because they wanted to make sure that if people are careful, the people are going to make mistakes, then at least they should have a little bit more room to work with. They'd give you 15 amos of breathing room. Therefore, a traveler finds himself 15 amos short of the tchum, is actually within the tchum of the city, and therefore he's able to go back to the city that he's one amma away from. Quick review, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yod told us that if a person set out from his house on Friday to place an Erev at a particular place for himself and the other people, but then he and someone convinces him to go back, and he doesn't end up putting the Erev there. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who he passed, like he's allowed to go on Shabbos to the other city, since he started out from his house on Friday, he's considered a traveler, and therefore he established the Erev, even if not putting the food there, but simply by establishing it for himself. But everyone else in the city is not allowed to travel there because they remained at home. They're not travelers. They could have brought bread that they didn't, and therefore they're not going to be part of that Erev. Again, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who we hold like. Rabbi Meir disagrees and says, no, that he's basically like the situation where he's like a person driving a donkey and a camel, meaning this is an expression which means that basically he's in a situation where the owner may walk only between the intended Erev location and his city. He can't go beyond the intended Erev location because that spot might not be a Shabbos residence. And he may not go beyond his house in the opposite direction because the intended Erev location might have become his Shabbos residence. So he has to only stay between his place of residence, his city, and the intended Erev location. But again, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And then Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph discussed the person who goes out of the tchum, even just one amma outside of the tchum. So says the Mishnah, he may not enter the part of the tchum that is beyond his immediate four amos, even if technically one amma he'd be back in the tchum. He's still not allowed to do that. However, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and Rabbi Eliezer says absolutely not, that as long as he has access to the original tchum, then we consider it as if he never traveled beyond it, and then he's able to go back into his original tchum. And then the Mishnah continued by discussing a traveler who was overtaken by darkness again Shabbos began when he was still outside the tchum of the city in which he was headed. And we said that even if he's only one amma outside of it, he does not acquire the tchum of the city. Rather, it is measured from his location at the beginning of Shabbos. He can't enter. He has to stay where he is and measure 2,000 ammas from the location in which he's standing. However, Rabbi Shimon says that we should just realize that the people measuring the tchum typically were lenient, and they would often give you 15 additional amos just to be extra careful. So technically, if he's still within 15 amos of the tchum, then he could still use that extra boundary, that extra distance, and become part of the tchum of the city to which he's trying to go. Have a great day.